ask you about some parts of the body. What do you call this right here?
The forehead.
And if I let the hair grow out here, you say I'm growing a...
You're growing a beard.
And what about that right here? That's mine.
Your mouth.
And this part right here that...
The Adam's apple.
Yeah. Ever heard that called anything else?
Well, maybe so. Name some things.
What about goozle?
Goozle? Well, the word goozle, I never heard it spoken of in a person as a goozle. But in an animal, just in an animal, a squirrel or something like that. Right. Well, I won't say squirrel either, but I've heard the word all right. It's not unfamiliar to me. And I'd know what you were talking about if you said goozle.
What about this fleshy part around your teeth?
Gums.
And this part of your hand?
Palm.
And say you got two?
Yes.
What about the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
And a place where, when people get older, sometimes they complain they get stiff in there.
Elbow, you mean?
Or any place where two bones meet.
Arthritic?
Okay, or you say I'm getting stiff in my...
Elbows?
Or joints?
Joints, yeah, stiff in the joints, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard this part of your body right here called anything in particular?
Thigh.
Have you ever heard the word haunches?
Only in reference to a mule, a horse.
But not a person. What about hunkers?
I've heard the word, but hunkers is kind of sitting down on your hunkers. I reckon so.
Kind of like you're squatting down?
Squatting,
like
That's right.
What about this expression? If somebody has been sick, you might say, well, old so-and-so's up and around, but he still looks a little bit...
peaking.
What about a man who's able to lift very heavy weights? You'd say he's mighty.
Well, strong. Muscular.
Right. Ever hear people use the word stout like that?
Yeah, stout.
How would they say that?
He's a stout man. That meant he was strong and well, and as you say, able to do beyond the ordinary strength of a man.
What about somebody who has a lot of money but he likes to hang on to it?
A miser.
Anything else you think of?
He's a tightwad.
Right. Okay. Say if I was talking about a person and I said something like, oh, so-and-so is just as common as he can be, what would you take that to mean?
He's just as common as he can be. Well, I'm verging on vulgar. He's a low order in the social scale.
So it would not necessarily mean he was just ordinary or average?
No. It's a little bit more opprobrium applied to him. It would. Signifies as a hidden meaning. He's a little low in the social scale.
What about this expression? Say if I had a relative and I was talking about her, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but it's just every now and then she acts a little bit...
peculiar?